Okay, this is Moses Allison, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. We haven't recorded a podcast of the show in quite a little while. See, I've been focusing on translating the Pop Oracle to stage and screen, which has pretty much taken up most of my time and resources. But when a legend comes to town, more practical matters must go on hold in favor of inspiration. Alan Toussaint is a rock and roll innovator who is responsible for some of the greatest music of the last century. His songs have been covered by artists like The Who, The Stones, The Doors, Little Feat, Bonnie Raitt, Robert Plant, and hundreds of others. His own works as a producer and performer, supporting artists like Lee Dorsey, Benny Spellman, and Patti LaBelle, has yielded such hits as Working in a Coal Mine, Lady Marmalade, and the seminal rock classic Fortune Teller. Toussaint's own recordings brim with the New Orleans sound which he helped to create and feature many of that city's finest cats. His catalog has recently enjoyed a resurgence, thanks in part to The River in Reverse, his 2005 collaboration with Elvis Costello. Well, Mr. Toussaint is coming to Seattle to appear at Jazz Alley this week and has graciously agreed to participate in a very special Radio 8 Ball episode right now via phone from New Orleans. We're going to be giving out some of his tickets and using this legendary artist's catalog as the oracle fodder for our musical divinations. We've got a host of great guests lined up to ask the questions, so do stay tuned. It's going to be quite a ride. Now, take a deep breath and get ready to explore the Pop Oracle, New Orleans style, with an Alan Toussaint-centric Radio 8 Ball.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
Tuesday, May 31st and Wednesday, June 1st, Demetrio's Jazz Alley presents New Orleans rock and roll innovator Alan Toussaint. Two nights only at Jazz Alley.
The same people you misuse on your way up, you might meet them on your way down.
I'm Ray Dawn Chong, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
And welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. I am your host, Andras Jones, and I am as happy as I could be about this next guest. He's coming to town to perform at Jazz Alley. He's a rock and roll Hall of Famer, someone who, since this is going to be a podcast, you can easily, if shame on you, you don't know who he is, Wikipedia, check it out, and you'll see that you actually do know who he is. So much of his music is the underpinning of the history of rock and roll. If that's not too big of an introduction, let's welcome him to the airwaves, Alan Toussaint.
Well, hello, and thank you very much.
Thank you for being a part of the show. I've been a fan of your music for a long, long time. Like probably many people, I was a fan of your music before I knew it was your music.
Sure, that's easy.
We're going to just jump right into the musical divination part of the show, and throughout this, I hope we can get some insights and some of the background of where some of these songs came from. I've selected 8 tracks that we are going to be choosing randomly from. Some of them are your performances of your songs, and some of them are other people performing your songs. Actually, my first encounter with your music was through the Little Feat version of On Your Way Down. That song has been covered by a lot of people, and you do a great version of it yourself. And there's something about that song that has a it's typical of
something I hear in a lot of your music, which is a real strong sense of irony and conscience and sort of a sense of humor about the workings of being an artist. And am I off on that?
If I was to look at it in retrospect, I can certainly agree with you, even though I know it's not my general intent to shake my fist at any situation.
I guess I think of it, for me, the way I saw it was not so much shaking the fist, but being in sort of recognizing a dynamic that a lot of us, like I feel more like I'm inside the song when I'm listening to it.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, well, I certainly will go with that.
And also getting a stern warning from someone who's seen people go up and down the scale of success, yes. Just to keep your head on straight.
Oh, yes. Well, I've been around the block a few times.
You certainly have, sir. So I want to start by asking my question. And my question is, because I've thought about that song a lot. I've shaken my fist in a few times in my life, and I've also sort of been had to recognize ways that my head got a little too big in certain situations. And so the question that comes up for me around that song is, how do you know when you're on your way up or when you're on your way down? And we're going to answer that question by picking one of these songs. And since I know the numbers, I'm going to ask you to pick a number between 1 and 8, which will determine the first song.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah. Can you pick a number between 1 and 8?
Of the song?
Any number between 1 and 8, and then the song will be, whatever song's next to that number will be
okay,
the
I'll
one.
Okay, I'll just pick a number at random.
Yeah.
5.
Okay, so this is the answer to my question. How do you know when you're going up or when you're going down? From Alan Toussaint.
Tears and more tears.
And that was Tears, Tears, and More Tears from the River in Reverse album collaboration between Alan Toussaint and Elvis Costello. And that was the answer to my question, how can you tell when you're going up or when you're going down? And Mr. Toussaint, are you still with us here?
Oh, yes, I am, and thank you very much. It was nice to hear.
Did you write that for the River in Reverse project?
Oh, no, I wrote it many, many years ago for Lee Dorsey.
That's great. I keep learning more about you as I'm progressing through this. So that was originally a Lee Dorsey song, and Elvis Costello, who's a consummate scholar of pop music. Was it his choice to bring that one back?
Definitely. Everything on the River in Reverse of the old songs that I had written was chosen by Elvis Costello. He just carries so much information around, and he thought certain ones was applicable to this time, and I'm so glad he did. He just chose a whole slew of songs that I had forgotten all about. I'm so glad he resurrected them.
Yeah, that is a great one. That's a true standout, and it has this great quality of being it's Tears, Tears, and More Tears, a sort of a sad theme. And yet the music is just, especially in that version, is so, transcendent and positive, and it's really dancing through the tears. I think anyone who's really experienced loss knows that sort of fine line between tragedy and the ecstasy of moving through it. And I think that song captures
that.
Thank you.
That was a very deliberate effort, too, I must say, because Lee Dorsey certainly liked that kind of tempo. And to marry that kind of tempo with such a story was a deliberate effort in this case.
And in terms of my question, how do you know when you're moving up or when you're going up or going down? And there's a part of me, I think that we're all sort of moving up and down at the same time on a lot of different scales. But when I think about that song and the idea of tears, tears, and more tears, that if you're inspired, you're definitely on the way up. And there's something for me that laughter or tears, but for me particularly when I am really, really happy or really, really inspired, one thing I can tell, I get a little, get a little tear in the side of my eye. So that's what I got from it as my answer, is the key is to be in the experience and not so much to count anybody else's chickens or to worry about how people are going to judge your arc after the fact.
I love that explanation.
And I think that's inherent in that song of On Your Way Down, is just like, just remember there's a reality outside of this one.
Yes.
So that's a little example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And in our next segment, we're going to be joined by the first of a host of songwriting and performing luminaries that jumped into the fray when they heard they had an opportunity to ask a question on a show featuring Alan Toussaint. And Mr. Toussaint is going to be sticking around with us for the rest of the show. So you stick around, and we'll be right back with a question from Lily Hayden.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home, so come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to.
Tuesday, May 31st and Wednesday, June 1st, Demetrio's Jazz Alley presents New Orleans rock and roll innovator Alan Toussaint. Two nights only at Jazz Alley.
The same people you misuse on your way up, you might meet them on your way down.
This is Ralph Metzner, and you're listening to the Radio 8 Ball Show with Andras Jones.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here on the line with rock and roll Hall of Famer, rock and roll great Alan Toussaint on the line, helping with the interpretations. And now on the line, joining us from Los Angeles, California, former guest on the show, a great singer-songwriter and fiddle mistress in her own right, the great Lily Hayden. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Lily.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on with the great Alan Toussaint. Hello.
Well, hello to you from New Orleans.
Hello. how are you?
I'm very well, very well.
Hey, you sound great.
As do you, Lily. So what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, it's kind of personal.
That's great.
So I guess my question is, am I supposed to have a baby?
Are you supposed to have a baby? Okay, well, that's a real question.
Is that a question for me?
That's a question we're going to we're going to answer that question via the
supposed to have a baby. That wasn't exactly the question, but the oracle will tell us what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we're going to pick a song at random from your collection, and then we'll see how your muse answers that question. So we're going to pick a song between 1 and 8 that is not 5. So what number would you like to pick?
8.
That was Lily just picked the number 8.
Terrific.
Here we go.
Went to the fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Took a look at my palm. She said, "Son, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball. She said, "You're in love." How could that be so? I thought all the girls I know. She said, "When the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her."
Made a fool out of me. Dance
And that was Fortune Teller, as performed by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss from the Raising Sand, Grammy-winning, I believe, Raising Sand CD, produced by T-Bone Burnett. And, of course, Alan Toussaint is the author of that song, which has been covered by so many different artists. And that was the answer to Lily Hayden's question, is she supposed to have a baby? Now, before we get into the interpretation, Mr. Toussaint, can you tell us a little bit more about the background of that song?
Well, that song was written many years ago for Benny Spellman to sing. He was the voice that sang the low part on Mother-in-Law, and he was an artist in his own right and all. And I wrote that as to be the B-side of a song I wrote called Lipstick Traces. And Fortune Teller was the B-side, was supposed to be the B-side. And however, even at the time, I preferred Fortune Teller myself. But it was written for Benny Spellman, the bass singer on Mother-in-Law.
And then it went on to be covered by many British bands, Rolling Stones,
yeah.
The Who.
Best of the Rolling Stones, yes.
And I have to say, having heard many, many different versions, I love that Robert Plant version. I feel like he really... How do you feel? Do you feel like he got it?
Oh, yes. They took it to another mode that I love dearly. They dared to go to another place, and it was very soothing and wonderful. I love what they did to that.
Yeah, I always felt like in the past, a lot of the British covers of that were pretty macho, and there's something that's really seductive about that track.
Oh, yes.
Now, there's an interesting synchronicity there for Lily, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because you've performed with Mr. Plant.
I also opened for Jimmy Page and Robert Plant on their last U.S. tour.
So what do you think about that as the answer to your question? Are you supposed to have a baby? What did you get out of that?
Oh, man. Well, it sounds like I'm supposed to have a career. I don't know. I have no idea. Unfortunately, the reception on my phone, I missed some of the lyrics, and I don't know them all. So I would actually be really interested to hear what Mr. Toussaint has to say.
I think you should have both.
Well, I like it all. Yes, thank you.
Well,
I think you should have career and baby.
There's an inherent paradox in the song. One of the things that I love is just the sort of the way it turns in on itself. Like, the fortune teller tells him that he's going to fall in love, and then he goes out and he doesn't fall in love, and he comes back and he sees the fortune teller, and it turns out that she was the one he was in love with. And that's the way that oracles speak to us, is they speak to us in riddles and parables, paradoxes and in reflections. So first thing, once we get off the line, Lily, I definitely encourage you to find a better recording of that on your computer in about 3 seconds and take a second to listen to that. And I think there's probably something in the vibe of the song.
Uh-huh.
I think that there's also a tremendous sense of humor in it, like at the joke of life.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like you might not get to make the choice. The choice might be made for you in the way that the fortune teller's fortune comes true in a way that is not at all the way the person who asked about it was expecting.
Right.
So I think Alan Toussaint's interpretation that you should have both. I mean, we should always have both.
And what's the lady's name we're speaking with?
Lily Hayden.
Because I want to look that up.
Oh, yes, you should. This is one of the joys that I'm going to have in the show, Mr. Toussaint, is introducing you to some of my favorite musicians and artists who I just feel like, when I had the chance to have you on the show, I was like, who are my favorites that are really going to appreciate this? So, and I love that the Robert Plant song came up because, maybe someday you can, if you do have a baby, you can tell Mr. Plant, you can tell Robert Plant on your next tour that he had a hand in making your baby. Scare him a little bit, because I'm sure other people have said that to him.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Lily, you have anything coming up you want to promote before we let you go?
I have a new record that I'm finishing up soon, and a couple of movies that I've scored coming out this year. You can look for a movie called Somewhere Between on PBS this year, and my next record, which I think will be called Electric Lilyland.
Nice. Electric Lilyland. Thanks for asking your question and being a part of this.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your vote of confidence, Mr. Toussaint, and have a wonderful show tonight, and I wish I could be there to hear it.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Maybe I could, I'd love to sit in with you next time you come to L.A.
Well, please do.
Ah, here we go. That's how it
All
happens.
Right. All right, lots of love. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
And that, again, is how Radio 8 Ball works. Lots of fun here with Alan Toussaint and his music, and more questions coming up. Our next question is going to come from a local Seattle guy, a great musician and comedian who's been on the show several times, Derek Sheen.
Hi, I'm Natasha Leggero, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin.
When your mom was in porn, if your mom was in porn, it was probably before you were born. I was so lonely.
Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
The jack-o'-lantern looked at me and I responded accordingly.
Hey, folks, this is Andy Dick, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with my very good friend, Andras Jones.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. We are very honored today to have as our musical guest on the line from New Orleans, the great Alan Toussaint, assisting with the interpretations of his songs as the answers to our questions here on the show. Alan Toussaint will be performing on Tuesday, May 31st, and Wednesday, June 1st at Jazz Alley. Tuesday, May 31st, and Wednesday, June 1st at Jazz Alley. If you would like, if you're listening to this before those dates, and that is in the year of 2011, if you are listening to this before that, and you would like to get tickets to either of those shows, what you need to do is post this podcast on your Facebook, and once you have 8 folks that like it, let me know through the Radio 8 Ball Facebook, and I will put you on the list, and you will have tickets to the Tuesday, May 31st show, Alan Toussaint at Jazz Alley, Seattle's finest jazz venue. Very excited about these shows. So, first of all, Mr. Toussaint, how are you feeling about this format so far? Do you like, are you hanging with it?
I think it's wonderful.
Awesome. Very good. Okay, well, we have on the line a longtime friend of the Radio 8 Ball show, a local comedian, but also a guy who knows and loves his music, a musician in his own right, one of my favorite local guys, Derek Sheen. Welcome to Radio. Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, Derek.
Hey, Andras. Great. Thanks for having me.
And you are here with, of course, the great Alan Toussaint.
This is pretty amazing. Nice to meet you on the radio.
Thank you very much from New Orleans.
So what's your question for the Pop Oracle, Derek?
Well, here's my question, Andras. Lately, especially the last year or so, I've been feeling pretty blocked off emotionally. I've been so busy performing, and I've been, you know, really putting myself through the ringer trying to write, and so I feel like I'm pretty much emotionally blocked off, and I guess the question is this a temporary thing, and if it is, how do I get through it?
Is the emotional blockage temporary, and how can you get through it?
Right.
But you didn't really think that people were asking these kind of questions while they were listening to your songs. Yeah, well, here we go. Obviously, we've had song numbers 5 and 8. So could you pick a number between 1 and 8? Derek, could you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 5 nor 8?
3.
Okay, song number 3 from the catalog of Alan Toussaint. The answer to Derek Sheen's question, is the emotional blockage temporary and how can I get through it?
So you think the world looks crazy and eats up your lies like it's good for her, like apple pies, and she don't even cry. She is not a fool, she's just trying to do what her heart says to.
That is another cover of an Alan Toussaint classic. What Do You Want the Girl to Do, from Lowell George's last album. Lowell George, lead singer of Little Feat, and that was for his record from, I believe, 1979. Thanks, I'll Eat It Here. And that was the answer to Derek Sheen's question, is the emotional blockage temporary and how can I get through it? I have some ideas from that song, but before we get into the interpretation, Mr. Toussaint, can you give a little bit of background on that song? You recorded that on your own. You have a great version of that as well.
Well, yes, that's one of the few songs that I actually wrote for me to sing. And I did it first, and then, of course, soon thereafter was Boz Skaggs, who did a marvelous job. And then Bonnie Raitt recorded as well, and a few other folk as well. And also, of course, Vince Gill, which is beautiful as well. And Lil George, I love everything he ever did. I mean, he could just walk down the street, and I think that's a hit for him.
Oh, I love to hear you say that. That really makes me happy. Because I always wonder how, you know, when I've listened to that song, how you feel about, like, other people, especially the ones that I sort of associate with you, with being yours, how you felt about other people covering them. But I feel the same way about Lil George. And one of the many things I'm grateful to that artist for is for being the guy who introduced me to you.
Oh, yeah. And he was a good person on and off stage and on and off, in and out of the business. He's just a superb guy. He's just a wonderful human being. I speak of him in the present tense because he left so much good stuff here. You know?
Are you familiar with his daughter's music?
No, I'm not.
Oh, she is awesome. Inara George. Her name's Inara. She has a band called The Bird and the Bee. Really, really excellent stuff. A great songwriter in her own right and someone who I'd love to have on the show sometime. And yeah, you should definitely check her out. She's really special.
Terrific. I will indeed.
So now let's get into the interpretation of Derek's question.
Is what's
the
Derek's last name?
Derek Sheen, as in Charlie.
Got it.
Derek, although really you're not anything like Charlie Sheen.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. I can't do that much cocaine.
But you do have a goddess at home, which is what this song made me think of.
Very true. That popped into my head right away.
So the question was, is the emotional blockage temporary and how can you get through it? And what did you get out of the song?
Well, you know, it's funny because it's right in the title of the song. Yeah, you know, I put a lot of pressure on my wife. So, I mean, being a touring comic and, you know, I'm gone a lot. I'm gone every night. I mean, when you're a performer in general, it's hard to have you really have to have a solid relationship. And it does take you away from certain things. It closes you off emotionally in a lot of different areas. And that's kind of what I feel like I'm dealing with right now. I'm hoping that I'm doing the right thing and being the right guy. But it's I put a lot of pressure on her. So it's funny because that song actually just asked me the question that I need to answer, which is what do you want? Or what do you want the girl to do?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, she's already doing everything, so.
Was that what that was about when you were writing it, Mr. Toussaint?
Which part of that comment he made?
I guess I mean the part about, like, was it about your own relationship?
Well, I don't like to be so telltale.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
but it was definitely what it says, and it says it point blank in it, about someone who's moving about and pursuing his career, and there's someone who's always in the wing waiting for him with love and care and ready to give everything. And she can't. And what else could she do but all that she's doing? It's just that's the way it really went from the very beginning.
Yeah, pretty much nailed it. I mean, it pretty much nailed it. Honestly.
Yeah, that's great. I've spent a lot of time. Derek and I have sat over a bottle of beer a few times and talked about what it is to be an artist and the toll that can take on the backstage life, and I think it's a perfect answer for you. Really,
and a
beautiful.
Couple of ladies saw me last 2 weeks ago, and saw me outside after the performance and said, "Oh yes, you got me right in the heart. We've both been there, and it was right on point."
Yeah,
it's very. You know, the funny thing too, I'll say this about Lil George, by the way, too, is I got turned on to him when I was a kid. My brother was a big Zappa fan. And there was a few live recordings of Lil George and Frank Zappa, and that's what got me into Little Feat as well. So I thought it was really kind of telling at the end of the song as well. I was like, geez, all the things that make me happy are right there, you know?
Yeah, really beautiful.
It all sort of ties into each other.
Absolutely, as it so often does here on Radio 8 Ball. And that's another great example of how this works. Derek, I hope maybe we'll see you at one of these Alan Toussaint shows at Demetrio's Jazz Alley on May 31st or June 1st. And, of course, there'll be plenty of opportunities to see you around town performing. Check out
Derek Time.
Derek Time. DerekTime.com. Okay, well, check that out. And thanks for being a part of Radio 8 Ball here with Alan Toussaint.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andras.
Excellent. Well, that's another example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And we're coming up to our grand conclusion. In our next segment, we're going to be joined from the studio, finishing the new Dan Byrne record. Dan Byrne and his producer, Mike Viola, who will be asking the final question here on Radio 8 Ball with the great Alan Toussaint.
Hey, this is Bobby Hill, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones. I said good day, Sheriff.
Tuesday, May 31st and Wednesday, June 1st, Demetrio's Jazz Alley presents New Orleans rock and roll innovator Alan Toussaint. Two nights only at Jazz Alley.
The same people you misuse on your way up, you might meet them on your way down.
Hi, this is Pamela Adlon, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones. We're here on the line with rock and roll great Alan Toussaint, who is going to be in Seattle this coming week on Tuesday, May 31st and Wednesday, June 1st, 2011, if you're listening in the future, at Jazz Alley, at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. A couple of shows I'm really excited about seeing, and if you'd like to get tickets to that, if you're listening to this podcast, post it on your Facebook page, get 8 folks to like it, and then shoot me the word through the Radio 8 Ball Facebook page, and we'll make sure you get a couple of tickets to that Tuesday, May 31st show with Alan Toussaint. Now we are joined on the line to ask this final question by a couple of studio cats at work right now. You might know them from their individual work as singer-songwriters and touring artists on their own, but you also might know them from their work as the guys behind the music for Walk Hard and for Get Him to the Greek. Let's welcome them to the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Viola and Dan Byrne from the studio where they're putting the final touches on Dan Byrne's new record. Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's good to have you here. We have Alan Toussaint on the line.
All right.
And what we're going to do is now take your question. We'll ask you to pick a number, and it'll randomly choose the song as the answer, and then we'll see what we get. So, what's your question, guys?
Dan, maybe I'll ask the question. You pick the number.
That sounds good. We thought about this a long time, and we came up with a question. We're pretty happy to be posting here.
Cool.
Okay. The question is, will we ever get to collaborate with Alan Toussaint?
Oh, okay. Will Dan and Mike Viola ever collaborate? Well, there's a self-fulfilling prophecy because you already are. That's what we're doing here.
That's true.
Well, I guess we can't lose.
Well, you are good, man.
Is there maybe something underneath that? You guys are just finishing up your record here. You know, there's a lot of avenues that can come from finishing a creative project. I understand. I totally get that question, but I'm gonna ask you guys to peel back the onion just a little bit more. You'll appreciate this, Dan. This is what we were having a conversation about doing divination on stage about this just last time you were through town. So, is there maybe more of a question that relates to you guys that you want to ask?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Will we ever get to collaborate with Alan Toussaint?
Okay, if that's the one you really want to ask, you got it.
That's a pretty big question, man.
Okay, so we've had songs number 3, 5, and 8 so far,
okay.
Right? So would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3, 5, or 8?
Yeah, we're gonna go with 4.
Okay, song number 4 from the great Alan Toussaint.
From town,
The clutch is shot and the sun is so hot. Oh, what I'd give to be home. 19 miles from town, my old car broke down. The battery's dead, man, like I said. Oh, what I'd give to be home. 18 miles from town, my old car broke down. The fan belt's slipping and the engine's missing. Oh, what I'd give to be home resting my bones. 17 miles from town, my old car broke down. Just my luck, I got the fuel pump stuck. Oh, what I'd give to be home.
With the sun so high up in the sky,
and I'm trying to get home to my baby.
When I get that far, I'm gonna clear this car.
It's got to go, it's got to go, and I don't mean maybe.
16 miles from town,
my old shot broke down. A tire's down, no spare around. Oh, what I'd give to be home. Oh, yeah.
15 miles from town,
my old car broke down. The battery's dead.
That was My Old Car from Lee Dorsey, one of the classic rock tracks written and produced by Alan Toussaint, our guest. And that was the answer to Mike Viola and Dan Byrne's question, will they ever get a chance to collaborate with the great Alan Toussaint? Before we get into interpreting that answer, Mr. Toussaint, can you maybe give us a little bit of background on that song, maybe some historical context or just what you were thinking when you wrote it?
Well, that one actually, well, again, was for Lee Dorsey, and it was a Coca-Cola commercial.
Wow.
Really?
That's right. I wrote two Coca-Cola commercials we did in a couple of days, and that was one of them. And the whole the hook to that was whatever, all those things that happened, the band belts missing and the engine missing, oh, what I'd give for a Coke.
Ah.
Wow.
It was the Coca-Cola commercial.
Wow, that's totally fascinating. What year was that?
Oh, good heavens, 1801. I don't know. But it was in the 60s, the late 60s.
Wow, amazing. Did you do the commercial, like, just you and with Lee Dorsey singing or something?
Well, it was, I used the whole rhythm section and band and everything that we normally would use on a normal record of his.
Right.
Including me and Willie Harper singing the backup as we did on Working in the Coal Mine and everything else, Ride Your Pony, everything.
Wow.
So we used the whole kit and caboodle on everything. And Lee Dorsey had a good time with it. He just loved it. Well, but he carried a smile around with him. He loved everything. You can hear it in his voice.
Right.
Duh. Is that you guys in the studio?
No, that's me on this end, but excuse that. It's some sort of fact or something that's beyond my control. It'll stop in a moment.
It's probably Elvis Costello or someone calling up asking for another song. Now let's get to the meat of this question here, guys. So you're in the studio. You're two artists who are, you know, coming together to collaborate on your own. So what did you think about that as the answer to your question?
Well, what I heard, you know, we were listening a little faintly, but I heard what I'd give to be home. And so first thing that came to me was, you know, maybe when Mr. Toussaint is in New Orleans and just kind of chilling out and just kind of hanging around his home. Maybe we'll just knock on his door.
I'll be fine with that.
We'll consider that an open invitation.
Right, I'm for that.
What did you think, Mike?
I kind of felt that I kind of wish I had written that song, to be honest with you. I was very distracted by the tune and felt that maybe our collaboration would be more of a writing venture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure Mr. Toussaint would be interested in getting in on some of your Apatow gigs.
Well, yeah.
It's not a bad job writing songs for the finest comedy producer going in the world right now.
Yeah, well, also just the idea that song, being as great as it is, and it was written for a commercial, so it was written to order.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Dan and I do it for the movies anyway, and occasionally we do it for commercials, independent of each other or with each other, and I'm just fascinated, totally fascinated that song, which seems like it might have came from a different part of someone's soul, actually came from the part of, hey, let's do a Coke commercial, and it's a great song, which is very close to home to what we do for a living too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the main thing I heard, was that there was especially because of that story, the sort of the union of craftspeople,
yeah.
The people who can write soulful personal songs, but also when it's needed, just show up and knock it out of the park, because that's what's necessary.
Yeah, and that's what's fun too. It's the chasing after that great song, you know. And it doesn't matter. Alan, did it actually become a commercial, or did they pass on it and you just made a single out of it?
No, it ran for a short while.
Yeah. Wow.
Somewhere out there, there's a version that says Coke.
Yeah, no, I got to start digging around. It's amazing.
All right.
Excellent. Well, guys, you're finishing up Dan's record. When can we expect to see that out and available for us?
Oh, no telling. It's been at work on it for quite some time, but we're making pretty good headway. We did today anyway, so.
Cool. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it, as I know many other people. So anyway, thanks a lot for being a part of this show and
sure,
for asking
you.
Your question and being here. And we'll just keep an eye out for more work from Dan Byrne and Mike Viola. Check your credits. When you watch those Judd Apatow films, check your credits, because all I got to say, I got two words for you. Furry walls.
Alan, have a great show, man.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. And that was Dan Byrne and Mike Viola calling in to ask a question here on the Pop Oracle with Alan Toussaint. We're just going to take a quick little break, then we're going to come back and wrap this up. So stick around. We'll be right back with the final segment of Radio 8 Ball with Alan Toussaint. Are you up for doing one more segment where perhaps you might like to ask a question?
Well, I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is a blast. I'm loving this. Okay, let's do one more. Okay, and we are back with the final segment of Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. And we're here with Alan Toussaint. We've gone through four questions. And what do you think so far?
Me?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it dearly.
I love sharing this with songwriters and letting them play this game with us. So we're going to do one more. This time I'd love to ask you to ask a question for the Pop Oracle. Is there something that, you know, you'd want to put out there into the universe, a question you might have?
Oh, okay. Where is the music going?
Where is the music going? Okay. We have picked already songs 3, 4, 5, and 8. So if you could pick a number, either 1, 2, 6, or 7.
1.
Song number 1.
Whistle and tune that rushing through your soul like the story's told upon.
Southern Nights, performed by Alan Toussaint. I knew we'd get one of those tracks in there. The answer to his own question, where is the music going? So what do you think about that as an answer to that question, Alan?
Well, there's many places for the music to go, as I very seldom hear that. And I can hear that there's different music all rolled into one. There's a sort of pentatonic Eastern flavor to it, a very Southern flavor to it. There's no limit to where it's going, because it all plays together when it's on it.
Yeah, that song is I don't like to think of favorites, but there's something about that song that seems unique in the songs I've heard of yours.
Yeah.
It's much more melody, the rhythm is just that really sort of sweet, almost sort of Nilsson-esque, just like piano pop pop, you know. Yeah. Piano driving it, and actually it's a song that I've heard in other songs since then. Particularly there's a way John, I think it's on John Lennon's Beautiful Boy, that there's something in that song that makes me think, oh, he must have loved that song, and it crept in there.
Oh, great.
What was it that inspired you to do a song like that, that has become, I think, rather iconic in your repertoire?
Yes, well, this, if there's any such thing as a signature song, this is it for me, because it's a really true story, for one thing. And I actually didn't write it to be a above board song. It was something just to tell that story. And I told it melodically, but not the way I think of general songs. It was totally inspired by my childhood coming up and my father taking us out to the country to see the old Creole speaking people out there and spending time. And I just remember how wonderful and charming it felt out there. And I remember when I was writing it, it seemed as if that whole motif and mode came and just fuzzed me until I got started and went through and finished the song. One of those totally inspired songs.
I always think about a father and a son when I hear that song. I think about my father, and I think about the times you spend with your father when you're a boy.
Yes, and I sung it through a Leslie speaker because I wanted to sit it up above. Above your head, like send it up in the trees and into that other world.
Actually, and that's an interesting answer to the question, where is the music going? Because there's a way that that song sort of goes both directions. In the one hand, it's sort of reaching back to a very simple kind of arrangement, you know, not all, you know, it's not a big 24 track monster pop hit. And at the same time, there's all these very interesting sort of technological production choices within that, of like giving yourself that phased vocal that makes it sound more like an instrument than like a voice.
Yeah, there's only one instrument, Fender Rhodes, and one guy beating on an ashtray. That's it.
Who was the guy who was beaten on the ashtray, you know?
Tony Owen.
Tony Owen. Awesome. So where do you think the music's going?
I really don't know. I'm always pleasantly surprised, though, and there's always somewhere else for it to go. I think it's a beautiful staircase, and if I knew where it was going, I'd already be there.
I love that you use the image of a staircase, because, again, it takes us back to, are we on our way up or on our way down?
We're on our way up.
Definitely. And at some point, if we're ever doing it in a town where we're in the same place, I'd love to do the show with you actually performing the songs. It's a whole nother thing, and if that ever works out, it would be a tremendous honor for our show.
I'd love to.
And again, thank you very much, Mr. Alan Toussaint, for being a part of the show. I will be at your show on Wednesday, June 1st, and you are performing Tuesday, May 31st, Wednesday, June 1st, and I think a pretty rare visit to the Seattle area.
Oh, yeah.
So you do not want to miss that one, people. It's going to be a great show, again, at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Again, thank you very much, Alan Toussaint, for being a part of the show and for being just being a great guest.
My pleasure.
Hi, I'm Tig Notaro from Premium Blend 9 years ago, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Tuesday, May 31st and Wednesday, June 1st, Demetrio's Jazz Alley presents New Orleans rock and roll innovator Alan Toussaint. Two nights only at Jazz Alley.
The same people you misuse on your way up, you might meet them on your way down.
Hi, this is Anya Marina, and you're listening to my synchronistic soul brother, Andras Jones, on Radio 8 Ball.
And that brings us to the end of this very special podcast of Radio 8 Ball featuring the great Alan Toussaint. Again, if you want to go see him perform, if you're listening to this before Tuesday, May 31st or Wednesday, June 1st, 2011, the way you can get tickets is post this podcast on your Facebook, get 8 friends to like it, send me an email through the Radio 8 Ball Facebook, and we'll make sure to get you on the list for that Tuesday, May 31st show. If you ever want to hang out with me, I'll be bartending down at the Bottleneck Lounge Mondays and Tuesday nights. You don't want to miss that. We do some fantastic little divinations at the bar, and I'd love for you to come down and enjoy that. Anyway, until next time, and I don't know when that will be, I'm Andras Jones, your host, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.